Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Here's Ma Rainey, the mother of the blues. Ma Rainey, together with Bessie Smith, the Empress of the Blues, shaped and introduced classic women's blues before the year 1920.
I went down to the river each and every day, and I keep on calling myself away. I walked and walked till I wore out my shoes. I can't walk no further yonder from the blues.
When the first blues records were introduced in the early 1920s, Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith became big stars, recording hundreds of titles and selling millions of records.
The folks never worry, things goes on all right. Oh, me lie down and suffer, weep and cry all night. When I get it better, it never bring good news.
Their powerful voices and forceful personalities set the standard for recorded blues and sold well among a southern rural audience familiar with their traveling tent shows and musical reviews, and to a new urban audience with wind-up Victrolas and a hunger for novelty. Ma and Bessie were the most captivating and expressive of the female singers who, in the Roaring Twenties, introduced a distinctive new art form that became known as classic blues. Classic blues was then a newly minted sound, blending together country blues, African roots, a fresh female perspective, and newly emerging jazz music, creating an irresistible, lusty, rowdy, stomping, sobbing, tough-hearted celebration of uncensored emotions and in-your-face sensuality that has transfixed listeners to this very day. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to the first of two programs sampling some of the best recordings of Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith, and a half dozen of who I think are today the best women singers keeping alive and interpreting the gutty truth of the classic blues, starting here with Barbara Dane singing Ma Rainey's Yonder Comes the Blues.
When I pick up the paper to look at the news, every headline hollers murder, yonder come the blues. Some folks don't have to worry, blues holds on all right. Some folks lie down and suffer, weep and cry all night. When I get a letter, I always look for good news. But every time I see the mailman, well, yonder come the blues. To the river many, many a day, just trying to keep from trying to throw myself away. I walk and I walk till I wear out my shoes. Just when I can't walk no further, yonder come the blues. Thank you. gotta get me something else beside these blues all day. I've been mistreated and I've been misused, and every time I want some loving, what? Yonder come the blues. Some blues will make you sad, and some will make you mad. But the kind of blues I got, the worst I ever had. I feel disgusted and all confused. Nothing left to do but sing 'em. Yonder come the blues.
Barbara Dane does a great job with classic blues, providing, I think, the requisite heft, power, and careful manipulation of timing in her phrasing of a song that are key elements of the classic blues, as sung by Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith. That was one of Ma Rainey's most magnificent blues originals, Yonder Comes the Blues. Launching this program about the two most inventive, colorful, and successful of the classic blues singers of the 1920s, Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith. We'll be hearing some of their best recordings and more of today's superb interpreters of their music, Chris Norris, Carol Lee, Pat Yankee, and next up, LaVey Smith. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Both Ma and Bessie were commanding presences on and off stage. They dressed in flamboyant style, managed their own business affairs, and employed their own troops of musicians, dancers, entertainers, stagehands, and roustabouts who staffed their traveling shows. Both had successful recording careers in the mid-1920s, which slowly declined due to changing tastes of record buyers, hundreds of imitators, and declining economic circumstances of their largely black core audience. Young Woman's Blues was one of Bessie's finest published songs and demonstrates Bessie's instinctive manipulation of chord structure and superb melodic phrasing, her personal rhythmic timing, which allowed her, like, for instance, Louis Armstrong, to create distinctive and compelling music from the most simple of materials. Here, LaVey Smith, best known for her neo-swing stylings, introduces Young Woman's Blues.
Woke up this morning when chickens were crowing for days, and on the right side of my pillow my man had gone away. By his pillow he left a note reading, "I'm sorry, Jane, you got my goat. No time to marry, no time to settle down. I'm a young woman, I ain't done running round. I'm a young woman, I ain't done running round. Some people call me a hobo, some call me a bum. Nobody knows my name, nobody knows what I've done. I'm as cool as any woman in this town. I'm a young woman and I ain't done running round. I ain't gonna marry I'm gonna drink a moonshine whiskey, run these gals from town, see that long, a lonesome road. Oh, Lord, it's gotta end. And I'm a good, good woman, and I can get plenty of good men.
Woke up this morning when chickens were crowing for day.
Demonstrating her power and originality, that was Bessie Smith, known as the Empress of the Blues, singing her Young Women's Blues in 1926, with excellent accompaniment by Joe Smith on trumpet and Fletcher Henderson piano. And LaVey Smith also sang Young Women's Blues with John Gill's Dixieland Serenaders. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for this first of two programs about classic blues singers, Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey. Bessie Smith was a rowdy, hard-drinking, hard-smoking woman known for her toughness. She was a brawler who could quickly get mean when she'd been drinking, or shoot a pistol at a lover, male or female, that she was angry with. On stage, she was a commanding and fascinating presence who could mesmerize her audience. Bessie began her career at age 9, singing for spare change on the streets of her hometown of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Later, she joined Ma Rainey's traveling tent show, understudying the older and charismatic singer. In 1923, Bessie's first record, Downhearted Blues, was a smashing popular success, and her weekly salary of $2.50 skyrocketed to fees exceeding $2,000 a week. During the next 6 years, 6 million of her records were purchased. Pat Yankee is an outstanding jazz and blues singer, best known for her many years with Turk Murphy, and she's mounted a theatrical show in tribute to Bessie Smith. She recorded it with a touching narration written and read by Frank Riley. Pat Yankee's To Bessie with Love is an illuminating and entertaining introduction to the Empress of the Blues. Here's narrator Frank Riley.
As it's told, it was Ma Rainey who first inspired Bessie to include the blues in her repertoire. In fact, some say Ma actually kidnapped Bessie and taught her everything she knew. Bessie was born with that voice. She had a style all her own when I first heard her in Atlanta. That was veteran film actor Lee Whipper who said that. He had first seen Bessie perform in Atlanta's 81 Theater around 1913. Bessie's tours took her throughout the South and up the Eastern Seaboard, often only playing in the chorus. And it was in those early days on the road that Bessie married a Mississippian named Earl Love. What a perfect name for a lady so in love. Not much is known about that marriage except, when asked, Bessie would reply, "He died long before 1922, honey." That was the year Bessie made Philadelphia her home. The following year, 1923, as Americans endured their third year of prohibition, Bessie's life was to be changed radically. On February the 15th, 1923, Bessie, accompanied by Clarence Williams, recorded the sensational song, Downhearted Blues.
With 780,000 copies sold in the first 6 months, I'll have you know.
Well, prior to recording Downhearted Blues, Bessie met and fell in love with Jack G, a night watchman with a powerful lust for money. The marriage and the record were to have profound effects on Bessie's life. The record skyrocketed her to fame, while the marriage brought her moments of happiness. Before long, the novelty wore off, and a masochistic cat and mouse game unfolded.
But it's tough to love someone when that someone don't care about you. I'm so disgusted, heartbroken too. I've got those downhearted blues. Once I was crazy about a man. He mistreated me all the time. But the next man I get, he's gonna promise me to be mine, oh, mine. Well, trouble, trouble, I've had it all my day. I'm saying trouble, trouble, I had it all my day. It seems the trouble's gonna follow me to my grave. I ain't never loved, but three men in my life. No, I ain't never loved, but three men in my life. My father, my brother, and the man that wrecked my life. it may be a month or two. Yes, it may be a week, it may be a month or two. But the day you left me, Daddy, is when I'm coming home to you. Well, trouble, trouble, I had it all my day, yeah. I'm saying trouble, trouble. Trouble's gonna follow me to my grave. I got the world in a jug and the stopper's in my hand, yeah. I got the world in a jug and the stopper's in my hand. Come in my command.
Bessie was now known as the Empress of the Blues and the highest paid black entertainer in the country. Why, Bessie even had her own railroad car, bright yellow with green lettering, featuring hot and cold running water. This was more than most theater owners could afford. And there was a popular term in those days, TOBA. And if you thought it stood for Theater Owners Booking Association, well, you were partly right. However, the popular reference for TOBA was Tough on Black Asses.
Is no good. Did you ever fall in love with a man that is no good? No matter what he did for you, he never understood. Now the meanest things he would say would thrill you through and through. Yes, the meanest things he would say would thrill you through it. There was nothing too dirty that this man could not do. Well, he treats you nice and kind when you're heart and hand. Yes, he treats you nice and kind when you're heart and hand. Was so cruel, this man you could not stand.
fall in love with a man that is no good. No matter what you did for him, he never understood. The meanest things he could say would thrill you through and through. The meanest things he could say would thrill you through and through. And there wasn't nothing too dirty for that man to do. He treats you nice and kind till he wins your heart and hand. He treats you nice and kind till he win your heart in hand. And he gets so cruel, that man you just could not stand. Lord, I really don't think no man's love can last. Lord, I don't think no man's love can last. You to death, then treat you like a thing of the past. There's 19 men living in my neighborhood. There's 19 men living in my neighborhood. 18 of them are fools, and the one ain't no doggone good. Lord, 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 Lord. That dirty no good man treats me just like I'm a dog.
Dirty No Gooder's Blues, Bessie Smith, accompanied by James P. Johnson on piano in 1929, quite typical of the classic blues songs about love, disappointed love, abused love, sometimes lascivious love. And also typical of Bessie's classic blues is that moaning and growling that she shared, or perhaps learned, from Ma Rainey. And by the way, that song's structure was a true 12-bar blues, that is, two repeated lines and an answering third, though Bessie and other singers through the 20s were increasingly shifting to the popular music of Tin Pan Alley, ballads, and jazz. Before that, selections from Pat Yankee's tribute to Bessie Smith, Downhearted Blues, which was a big first hit for Bessie, and Dirty No Gooder's Blues. The narrator was Frank Riley. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for this exploration of classic blues. Through the Jazz Rhythm website, you can send me email, request program playlists, hear program clips, and discover more about early jazz, blues, and swing at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at mississippirag.com. Still ahead on this and the next program, more from Bessie, Ma Rainey, and some of today's finest classic blues singers, like Carol Lee, Barbara Dane, and this is Wendy Harston, who you'll also hear more of next time.